The goal of most wars, both now and even later on, was to raid, sack, and capture loot from a city, or even to compel tribute from an area. Not necessarily to establish political control over a region. So at this point, we should not imagine that a king was trying to gain more than a few extra acres of land to provide for his city. He was not trying to control several cities, for example, but he was looking for a quick economic influx of goods taken from a city, or perhaps to, as I said, try to add a few acres of land that were especially useful. If we look beyond warfare to diplomacy, we can see that there was a wide range of contacts between Mesopotamia and the wider Near Eastern world. Diplomatic contacts are attested in written sources, and we also see evidence for the exchange between rulers of different parts of Mesopotamia and the Near East through the exchange of luxury goods as gifts. The city of Mari on the northern Euphrates, in modern Syria, archaeologists discovered a hoard of luxury goods in the early dynastic palace there. One of the objects in the hoard is a lapis lazuli bead inscribed with the name of Mesanepada, a king of Ur. This bead provides evidence of links between royals of southern and northern Mesopotamia. Once again, we get a reference to the role of royal women and the wives of rulers who also participated in this exchange of gifts, and the evidence comes from an inscription between the ruler of Lagash. His wife sent a gift to her counterpart in a city nearby. We will see that later on, the practice of gift exchange between rulers was an important way to secure diplomatic alliances and to create harmony with other regions that could provide goods that weren't necessarily available in Mesopotamia. Trade in metal was likely the most common element of exchange between regions in the Near East. Remember, there are very few metal resources available in Mesopotamia itself. If they want to import metal to make weapons, for example, or use in tools or other, perhaps less military purposes, they would need to set up a free-flowing exchange of metal between regions. Our best evidence for the specifics of this trade dates to the second millennium, but this evidence seems to represent long-standing trade patterns and customs. So we can extrapolate from this later evidence to try and fill in the gap for the third millennium. Although the exact sources of some goods, especially tin, are not positively identified this early, we can identify some trade routes that carried tin or lapis lazuli through the land of Elam in southwest Iran. Traders could then transport goods by a land route and then presumably up the rivers to move more easily and more cheaply to lands farther north. The cities that built up along the rivers, especially the Tigris River, which was a major trade route, could benefit from the taxes collected on goods that traveled through their lands. And again, we'll come back to this idea later on when we have written sources that document it, but we know that this had been occurring for several centuries by the time we get our first evidence. Mari is one of the best known of these cities, and Assur, later the home city of the Assyrian Empire, would also have gained an enormous amount of wealth from the tribute that was taken from traders who were moving through territory. At the site of Ebla, modern Tel Mardik in western Syria, archaeologists have discovered a site that was occupied from the 4th millennium to the 7th century AD. And one of its richest periods was during the early dynastic era. Ebla is very similar to Mari in that it shows critical links with Mesopotamia, so it forms a northern border to the area that we have been considering. The site of Ebla is not completely excavated, but a palace that dated from about 2500 to 2000 BC included a cache of about 20,000 tablets. The tablets comprised an archive of economic texts, law cases, diplomatic letters, and the texts were preserved because the palace was destroyed about 2200 BC, so shortly after this period that we've just been discussing in the war between Umma and Lagash.